Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Listeners sometimes wonder where I get all the ideas for my many and varied programmes. Well, there's no one way of composing them. Sometimes ideas cook on a slow burner for years even. Sometimes they come flowing in a matter of a few hours. This programme is its own thing. I have been mesmerised, enchanted, bowled over, gobsmacked by one particular song which I heard for the first time this year. It blew me away, and ever since I have played it over and over again, and I never get tired of it. Every time it brings a lump to my throat and a tear to my glass eye. For months now I've resolved to play it to you, to share the pleasure of it with you. But up until now, I couldn't find a way to fit it in with any of the themes of the programmes. So I've decided to just get on with it and play it and then see if we can develop a theme out of it. So sit back and savour this. It is a duet by Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand.
To say
Just listen to the words of that song. Tell him that you love him. Reach out to him. Love will be the gift you give yourself. Don't let him walk away. Tell him that you worship him. Whisper tender words to him. Hold him close. Give him all the passion you can show. Never let him go. So how was it for you? Isn't that lovely words and music? I hope it has lit your fire and touched you and moved you as much as it has me. It hits the spot when two pure voices blend together so perfectly and harmoniously. So how can we follow that? The heart and soul of that song is about telling the person that you love them. Don't miss the opportunity. Say you love them. More than that, show you love them. And when you give your love, you will find it is its own reward, for you will receive their love in return. There is a song which says, love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more. Love is an appetite. It just grows and grows in the exercise of it. So in this program, let's explore passionate love of other people and passionate love of God. There should be, if you think about it, romance in romance, which is obvious, but it's not always the case. And then there should be passionate romance about life itself. And then there should be passionate love of Jesus our God. He said, love one another as I have loved you. And he went as far as die for us. So let's talk about love, which happens to be the title of another song by Celine Dion, from the same CD in fact, and the CD just happens to be entitled, Let's Talk About Love.
Everywhere I go, all the places that I've been, every smile's a new horizon on a land I've never seen. There are people around the world, different faces, different names. But there's one true emotion that reminds me we're the same. Let's talk about love. From the laughter of a child to the tears of a grown man, there's a thread that runs right through us and helps us understand. As subtle as a breeze that finds a flicker to a the very first sweet melody to the very last refrain. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about trust. Let's talk about
people around the world, different faces.
shares another song about passionate love. The singer is Petula Clark. You can supply the identity of who the one she loves is. It could be a human, or it could be God. Petula for lack of passion. Of course, lovers can swing from being madly, passionately in love to being passionately mad with their lover, till we can hardly live with them and yet can hardly live without them either. Like these two warring, loving people, Celine Dion and Luciano Pavarotti.
But if I were to leave you, I would the chains you put around me, and yet I'll never try.
No matter what you do, you drive me crazy. I'd rather be alone, but then I know my life would be so empty as soon as you have gone. Impossible to live with you, but I could never live without you. For whatever you do, never want to be in love with anyone but you.
You make me sad, you make me strong, you make me mad, you make me love.
You make me love for you. You make me live, you make me die. You treat me right, you let me be, you make me fight with you.
I could never live without you.
You make me high, you bring me down, you set me free. You want me back to you. never, never.
I never, never, never.
I never, never, never want to be in love with anyone but you.
Love is a funny thing, it's hard to define. It can be hard to find and harder to keep. But when you experience it, you know you have got it, and you want more of it. The Bible says that the only love in the world is God's love. If we know anything at all about love or have experienced it in the least, then we know something of God. And no matter how holy we may pretend to be, if we have no love, then we know nothing about God. So I put it to you that real love is passionate in terms of romance with our lover, passionate about life itself, and passionate in discipleship of God. These three are a trinity. They go together. We cannot be passionately in love with God, but not with other people, and not with life itself at the same time. We cannot be passionate, romantic lovers without a zest for life in general and an openness to letting God's love flow in and through us. Here's a couple of guys chewing over what love is all about, John Denver and Placido Domingo.
Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort, it is there to keep you warm. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home.
Perhaps love is like a window, perhaps an open door. It invites you to come closer, it wants to show you more. And even if you lose yourself and don't know what to do, the memory of love will see you through.
Oh, love to some is like a cloud, to some as strong as steel.
For some a way of living, for some a way to feel.
And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go. And some say love is everything, some say they don't know.
Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder when it rains. If I should live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you. Some say love is holding on, and some say letting go. And some say love is everything, and some say they don't know. Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder when it rains.
If I should live forever, my memories of love will be of you.
And here is John Denver himself articulating the passionate, primal human cry, I want to live. It's the anthem of every fetus in the womb, I want to live. It's the theme of every toddler asking, but why, I want to grow. It's the traveller and explorer's philosophy, I want to see, and the student song, I want to know. The Christian's chorus, I want to share, and the open-minded, kind-hearted people who live by loving, I Want to Be. Here's John Denver.
There are children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song the humpback hears 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. For the worker and the warrior, the lover and the liar, for the native and the wanderer in kind, for the maker and the user, and the mother and her son. I am looking for my family, and all of you are mine. We are standing all together, face to face and arm in arm. We are standing on the threshold of a dream. No more hunger, no more killing, no more wasting life away. It is simply an idea, and I know its time has come. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be.
Now for our big finale. Here is a medley of three Graham Kendrick hymns which beautifully catch the trinity of passionate romantic love for others, passionate love for life itself, and passionate love for God too. So bye for now.
Yeah. teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. You got the rhythm of life, created heaven and earth. In you is joy without measure. So like a child in your sight, I dance to see your delight. For I was made for your pleasure. Pleasure. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of the spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
Jesus taught us how to be a